702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with what is a really unpleasant story. This atrocity in Afghanistan, an explosion that has killed and injured dozens.
And this during evening prayers at a mosque. So obviously done deliberately to target worshippers. I mean, we've seen it before, haven't we, in Afghanistan and Iraq in particular. And this explosion, obviously timed to cause maximum damage. We know that 21 people have lost their lives, 33 people injured. That death toll may well go up. A lot of those people in a bad way in hospital. This during evening prayers, as I said, and the imam was one of those amongst the dead. This, as we mark a year since the Taliban takeover, more or less, remember the mass evacuation from Kabul airport? Well, that was ongoing a year ago, but the Taliban were essentially in the process of taking over the country. And weirdly, although there are all sorts of other things completely wrong, security has actually been slightly better since the Taliban came in, I guess because they are not causing the atrocities. But if the finger is potentially, although no one's claimed responsibility, pointing at Islamic State, Taliban versus Islamic State. Who's your favorite bad guy there, eh?
Oh, gosh, take your pick, right? My goodness. Talk to me about COVID mind games, Adam. New research on the mental effects of COVID-19.
Yes, a report from the University of Oxford. They've looked at, in particular, 1 million patients in America. So these are all based on U.S. disorders, if you like, and they've looked at the impact on 14 different mental disorders in all sorts of guises since the pandemic, the effect of COVID on those disorders. And what they're saying is, their conclusion is interesting because they're saying there is no increased anxiety or depression, and yet there have been all sorts of apocryphal reports of increased anxiety and depression. Maybe that was more about where we didn't know what it was and what we were getting, etc. But they're saying long term, 2 years on, basically, from the height of the pandemic, nothing increased on that score. But some things are definitely more common as a result of people contracting COVID and recovering: epilepsy, strokes, dementia, and good old fashioned brain fog. I don't know if that includes the "I've gone into the kitchen, I can't remember why I've come in here" kind of brain fog. But anyway, they certainly mention it. Even if you're healthy in all sorts of other ways, those things certainly have been heightened by contracting COVID. And of course, what they're doing is they're looking at the long term effects of COVID. But long term in their definition is 2 years. Think 5 or 10 years from now, what we're going to unearth. It's a bit scary.
And Adam, what's the next story again? Look, we are a nation of boozers, South Africans. We should be drinking less, yes, right? That's not quite the problem they have in Japan, is it?
No, and I'm talking to you from like the cirrhosis, heart attack and alcoholic capital of the world, or at least one of them anyway. So Japan is saying that their younger generation, so the newer adults, I guess we're talking sort of 18 to 30s really, are drinking less than their parents, and it is costing. So can you believe this? The National Tax Agency in Japan has begun a campaign to get young adults to get drinking. They have a Sake Viva campaign, so Viva Sake, as in rice wine. And it's not just even home products, but just generally they're saying that the younger adults aren't drinking enough to sustain the national economy. So they were trying to make drinking more attractive. I don't think this is an issue for us, and I don't think it's an issue for you, but in the interest of the national economy here, I might have to lift a pint of mildly tepid beer later just to help Britain along its way.
Yeah, take one for the team, Adam. That's where we'll leave it for this morning's World View.